Turn on. Tune in. Wig out.
Get ready to rock radio.
And we say hello to Don Airey. Hello, Don.
Hi, how are you doing, though?
Basically, congratulations for producing a new solo album. And just before the interview started, I was expressing my surprise, really, that you find the time to put together solo albums, especially because Deep Purple is all-consuming. You're very busy at the moment, almost on the second leg of the world tour. And it's rather an achievement to produce a new album. How do you fit it all in?
Well, you've got to record really quickly. That was one of the things. You know, there's a week here or a week there. And getting everyone together, you know, on the same schedule can be often tricky. So it's always a bit frenetic, but I think that adds something to the tracks, actually, that we have to work so quickly when I do anything solo.
Yeah, it gives us a bit of an edge, really.
Yeah.
I suppose the other thing is, how do you get all the people together? I mean, your contact book, I reckon, must be worth a fortune, really, because you've worked with so many people. And we'll talk about some of these things. But I suppose it's not just your availability, it's other people's, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, on Keyed Up, I use the main drummer's Darren Mooney, and he's very busy with Primal Scream. Lawrence Cottle's one of the top jazz bass players in the world. And he's very difficult to get hold of. But it just kind of coincided that I think I got him for 3 days. So most of the tracks, it was all done in 3 days. And then when they couldn't make it, I got another rhythm section, Tim Goodyear on drums and Alex Meadows on bass. And they came in for a day and did the final three tracks.
Really, you know, with great respect, you're a veteran of recording and the music seen in general, really, and you've seen developments and technological developments. I mean, the thing is now you can fiddle around, can't you, with tracks and do all sorts of mixing and editing, and it's so much easier than it was. But from what you're saying, Don, really, you got the job done fairly efficiently.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's very true. I quite like the new technology, Pro Tools. I feel it's freed up musicians on the playing front, because you don't have the terrible drawbacks of tape, which are you've got to play very disciplined on the backing track, and then overdubs can be a complete nightmare. Whereas with Pro Tools, you know, you can really do a few takes, and you can often edit the best bits of some takes into another take. I quite like doing that, and it's quite easy to do.
Yes.
But really, the main philosophy when we did record, I mean, all my solo albums, is just play it live. So all the tracks are recorded just as a three-piece, you know, keyboards, bass and drums. And, the keyboard, the organ spills onto the drums and the drums onto the Leslie mics. And that's how you get that kind of bit of an edge to the sound.
Yeah. You're not too precious, then, about the process.
No.
No.
I mean, the important thing is, you know, we're recording, let's get it right. And, yeah, I mean, it's called Serious Fun.
Now, how did you approach the solo album in general, Don? I mean, does the solo work allow you to do things you perhaps couldn't do in Deep Purple?
Yes, obviously, there's a lot more progressive element to everything. For example, you know, we've re-recorded Difficult to Cure, the version of Beethoven's Ninth, but we put the Beethoven's Fugue in the middle of it, kind of wrapped around the original organ solo, so to speak. And that was quite tricky to play. It's not something you'd really attempt with a straight-ahead rock band. And some of the tracks are much more open-ended than you would have on a rock album. You know, you really got to think of being very tight when you record a track and keeping the solos to a certain length, and the vocals come back in here, and, you know, there's certain protocol that you always stick to. But whereas with my solo albums, I try to leave it a bit more open. We see what comes up. Quite a bit of the stuff on the album, actually, came from jams, you know, in the studio. The end of Beat the Retreat, for example, came out of the blue. Mainly through Darren Mooney, just started playing this, jazzed up funk thing. and we just all joined in.
Oh, that's the best way, isn't it?
Yeah.